This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska, the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's warm.
Yay, and sunny. Oh, it's so nice. Spring is almost here.
You had the Chieftains Sunday.
We had the Chieftains. Man, that was fun. We just had so much fun with that. Great music. They were really charismatic and interesting, and they had the girls from the McCaffrey Irish mm-hmm. Dance School there, and they had a pipe band there, which I kind of missed that was going to happen, but that was awesome. And they danced out in the crowd, and it was great. It was definitely going to be on the top of my list of shows at Walton Arts Center. Pretty neat.
But no time to rest.
No. We are off into the next week of stuff. And so tonight we have the Tango Fire Group performing their show called Tango Inferno. Live dancers, live music, live singers, really fun. High energy. You're going to be very, very involved with the performance. You're not going to be able to sit and watch. You'll be part, you know, definitely engaged. So that's tonight at 7 p.m. Saturday at 8 p.m. we have Arturo Sandoval.
Yes.
Which is going to be wonderful.
Living legend.
Yes, indeed. And then we have on Monday and Tuesday, I believe, we have the UA Campus Band and Wind Symphony yes. performing.
And we're going to hear a bit more about that tomorrow mm-hmm. on Ozarks at Large.
Awesome. And then, believe it or not, we're into the following Saturday. We have a few days off between the UA concert and our next show, but that is the Mikado, which is a performance by the New York Gilbert and Sullivan group that, of course, it's funny and entertaining with great music, and it kind of pokes fun at opera mm-hmm. and just fantastic. I think I mentioned last time I'd seen the show before, and that was one of the reasons we decided to book it, because we just had so much fun. We giggled. It was great. And that one is on the 12th, Saturday the 12th at 8 o'clock. Tickets are still available. And then the following Monday, believe it or not, we are into the 14th of March, and that is a 7 p.m. performance of the Harvard Glee Club. Now, this one is interesting because it's part of our 10 by 10 art series, mm-hmm. but it's at Arend Arts Center in Bentonville. So it's going to have all of the trappings of a 10 by 10 show with the pre-show conversation and the post-show gatherings, but it's going to be at Arend. And so we're very excited about that because, you know, everyone is really, really into Glee, you know, and Glee clubs these days. But the Harvard Glee Club is sort of the gold standard. And they're going to do everything from contemporary to old time music. And I understand they just give a great, great show. So that is Monday, the 14th of March at 7 o'clock at Arend Arts Center in Bentonville.
And that's on the campus of Bentonville High School.
That's correct. Yes. So the hope is that we have a nice big crowd of young people there seeing these guys, because I think they're going to be super fun.
What the difference a phenomenon can make, because mm-hmm. not that long ago you said Glee Club and a lot of people
went,
young people would have, what?
What? Yeah. Or they went, oh, Glee Club.
Right.
You know, whereas now it's much different.
Yeah.
I mean, they've always been around and they've always been doing great work and having, you know, really good positive experiences for the people who are involved, but now they have a bigger following and a bigger presence, which I think is super, because there's a lot of kids around here who sing and are in choral groups, and it's great for them to be able to see professionals and college, you know, really top-notch college musicians doing the same thing, and it makes it seem cool and like it's worthwhile, because it is. So then we are into the first concert of the new Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. That is March 17th.
Sona,
yes. And Paul Haas, the new music director, has been around for the past few days doing interviews all over the place and talking about the show. And it's fun to watch him because he's very excited about Sona and about what that first concert is going to be like. This is their first show back after, you know, more than 2 years. And they've put together what they have said is a fantastic group of musicians. Half of them are from Northwest Arkansas. And they drew from a 7-state area Oof. To fill the orchestra, which is awesome because it means people want to come and play here. And they'll be performing Brahms, Mendelssohn, and a piece by a composer named Pellman. It sounds like it's a mix of things that, you know, Brahms and Mendelssohn, you'd be familiar with those mm-hmm. sounds. And then Pellman is a new work, which I heard Paul yesterday say that it is not a weird piece of new music.
Okay.
It's a lovely and beautiful piece of new music that will hopefully help people understand that new music can be as fascinating and as beautiful as the older stuff. So very excited about that. It's been a long, long road back for that group. And so we urge everyone to come out. Tickets are very affordable. They start at $15.
And that's March 17th.
March 17th.
In Baumwalker.
In Baumwalker Hall. That's correct. And then one last thing I wanted to get on everyone's calendar is on March 15th, 2 days before the Sona concert, there will be, on the Walton Arts Center website, we will be putting tickets on sale to the visit by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And this is just... this is just fantastic. This is one of those things where you go, I can't believe I get to see this. But the Dalai Lama will be here, and he'll be giving a lecture on nonviolence at Bud Walton Arena. And then he will also be, earlier in the day, on May 11th, that's his show, he will also be doing a panel with Sister Helen Prejean and Vincent Harding. And Vincent Harding is a speechwriter for Martin Luther King. Hi. And Helen Prejean is a nun, and you might know her from the movie Dead Man Walking.
Right.
And so they'll be doing a panel on nonviolence and those topics.
Stick around Northwest Arkansas long enough, you're going to just about get to see everybody.
I know. The Dalai Lama. That is just amazing.
A few
amazing.
Months ago, Bill Clinton was here.
Yep. Yep. We had the chieftains. We've had Bill Cosby. We've had Tony Bennett. You know, the Dalai Lama. I mean, how awesome is that? Both of those events, which are on May 11th, will be in Bud Walton Arena. So there are lots of tickets, and the tickets are very affordable. You can come to both events for under $30, I believe.
And Kurt Elling has been rescheduled.
Kurt Elling has been rescheduled. And the exciting news about that is that he's going to be joining John Pizzarelli, who is on our 10x10 art series.
Oh, that is good.
Yes.
They're going to be together?
They're going to be together.
That's a heck of a show.
Yeah, we're excited about that. They'll perform on their own. And then we are assuming they'll come and play together.
Are they friends?
Yeah.
Yes, they are
friends.
That show, I mean, they were both kind of cool shows, but that
put
just
it together.
Wow.
Yeah, that one was a casualty of the snowstorm, but I think we made
how serendipitous.
We made lemonade out of that one.
Oh, that's great. So you can get tickets for that right now.
You can get tickets for that right now. I believe that show is in April, and that's on the 10x10 series as well, so the tickets are only $10.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
wow. That's
amazing.
Great.
It's amazing. And all of this information is available on the new and improved waltonartscenter.org, or you can call us at 443-5600, or you can come down to the box office and see our ticketing reps.
Jody, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kyle.